Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, we're just talking with Jeff Levering, play-by-play man of the Milwaukee Brewers. Said he got to bring his 9-year-old son with him on the West Coast roadie. You know, talk about a hero, man. Dad's in the booth. I'm on the clubhouse. I'm at the ballpark. I'm at the yard as a 9-year-old. Father-son time.
Get to interview the Skip.
Right. Beautiful story.
Yeah, I think one of the things when you're playing, you want your focus is going to be on playing. And one of the things I wish now, looking back, is it would have been really cool to have my kids be able to, you know, jump in and be a part of it. And even, you know, getting to go down to a Brewers game and, you know, fortunately have some contacts down there. I'm able to, you know, bring Max and a couple of his buddies down on the field before a game, or if it's up at, you know, a Packers practice or a game, getting to go down and get that. It gives your kids a little bit of a taste of the job that you're doing and the excitement that they get. But I don't think there's anything cooler than to see. And another thing, it's a great reminder. I bet you Jeff, probably a great reminder, because he's out there every day and he knows he's got a really good job. I think he appreciates it, but you can get a little bit jaded because you're doing it every day.
Right.
And I think the cool part is you always will see through the eyes of others, and especially people that you love, when it's, oh, my God, is this cool. I can't believe this. And it's a great reminder to you, man, I got a pretty good thing going. So not only are you super cool with your kids and getting brownie points if they get to meet a player, or if they get to see Bob Uecker or whatever it might be, the other side of it is it's a great reminder to you. So, yeah, that's as cool as it gets when you can, you know, showcase, you know, how awesome things are to other people, and it's a reminder to you. I've got a pretty good thing going.
I wonder, who has the coolest job? If you're the kid and you're, you know, it's parents come to work day and it's job day or whatever. Is it NFL player? Is that the coolest? Or is it firefighter?
I think it would probably all depend on what your kid's big interest is. I can tell you this. For Eleanor, if I was like a techie or a roadie for Taylor Swift and you could go back and like have access backstage and, oh, hey, Taylor, like that would probably be one of the coolest things for her. And if it was, you know, for my Max is a big hockey guy. So if he was able to, you know, go hang out with Ryan Suter or Pavelski, one of the Dallas Stars, or somebody, you know, that just won the Stanley Cup, those would be the two, I think, for my kids, that would be, holy cats, is that something cool.
But you, now, your kids are young enough, Tausch, that they missed your playing career, right? So, like,
yep.
do they have any association or understanding of who Mark Tausch of the Green Bay Packer was?
Oh, yeah. Now they do. I think early on, and it's always fun when the kind of the light comes on. And last year, Eleanor has not been a big football fan. She knows that I play, and people say, oh, your dad played for the Packers and everything else. But I don't think she never really asked me a ton of questions. And then last year, I got to go speak our good friend Justin McCoy with Cousin Subs. I got to go and speak at one of their events, and I kind of told a little bit about my story and this. And she soaked it up like a sponge. And as I was driving home, she asked me all these questions. So that was one of the cooler moments, just in the fact Max has always been pretty interested. He's asked a bunch of, and his buddies are always asking him stuff. Eleanor, not so much. So when that happened, it was real fun. And now she'll bring up little tidbits from that I didn't even know she was listening. So it was one of those deals where I think you would have loved to have had them get maybe a little bit more experience when I was playing, but now they ask a lot more questions, and it kind of takes you down memory lane, which is kind of fun.
Man, if I were who you were, my kids would be watching film.
You'd make them.
Yeah, well, there's
right, right down. Sit down.
There's
sit
a
down.
Lot of YouTube shorts
the year
and
is
clips.
Oh, seven and
here is, yeah, this play here, but The thing is, you're trying to keep your kid off of YouTube, and now when you're encouraging them to go watch your old highlights, you're kind of being hypocritical. But yeah, it's a fun process to kind of watch your kids go through, for sure.
Thanks, Tosh. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.